Hello, my audio boo friends. It is August 16th. It's a Saturday morning. It's actually a little bit later than I was hoping to leave. It is almost 20 to 7. And I'm facing a lot of traffic. I'm facing a lot of construction. I forgot that the whole west end of Montreal, trying to get out of here, is paramount to impossible. So they've sent me on this crazy detour that's going to take me a good 15 to 20 minutes longer than I anticipated. So instead of getting at my destination at 11, I will now probably get there at noon, which means I leave at 1, which means I'm probably home for 9. Anyway, so what am I talking about? Well, this is the first of a series of audio boos on another one of my famous road trips. And this one's a little bit crazy. Let me explain. I found a motorcycle. The motorcycle is in Toronto, Ontario, approximately 500 kilometers from my home in Montreal. So I'm off in pursuit with my trailer in tow to go and pick up this bike. So let me see here. I have to figure out where I'm going because the sign was hidden by a tree. Not too smart there. So basically it should take me about 5 to 5.5 hours to get there. And right now 5 hours would get me there at 20 to noon. So let's just hope I can keep a good pace. And everything will be good. I also hope everything will be fine with the trailer, as I've never done this long a run with the trailer, and I'm not 100% sure if the bearings are gonna go hold out. It's the only one thing I didn't check is the grease in the bearings. Mind you, I've never used this trailer very much. It's never carried a lot of weight. But coming back, I will be carrying a 440-pound motorcycle. Slowly, mind you, if I can somehow find some actual asphalt among all these potholes here in Quebec. Thankfully, Ontario's roads are much smoother overall, so I should be okay. I will be back probably in an hour or so and report back to you. I'm going to stop in about an hour and check with my hands on the hubs of the wheels of the trailer if there's any heating up or heat buildup, and hopefully that will not happen. Hopefully the hubs will be nice and cold, or slightly warm perhaps, but nothing more than that. And if that's the case, then I will continue on. If, however, after an hour I stop and the hubs are hot, then I will turn around and go home. It's as simple as that. It's a go, no go. So I'll be back. For you, it'll be instantaneous. For me, it'll be in about an hour with the go, no go signal. Thanks for listening, and thanks for coming on board for this crazy road trip from Montreal to Toronto to pick up a 2008 Suzuki DL650 V-Strom. Catch you later. Hello, I'm back. So, it's actually been a little bit more than an hour. I stopped about, I would say, a good half hour ago, if not a little bit more. And I put my hands on the hubs of the trailer wheels, and one of them was still cold to the touch. The other one was just slightly warm, but nothing to worry about. So the no-go is a go. So yeah, the go-no-go was a go. And I'm now traveling westbound on the 401. I've passed a place called Merrickville. I'm approaching a place called Brockville, and I'm doing about 105 kilometers an hour. I'm about to pass a car, but I'm waiting for the car behind me to pass me first. And then I'll bring the speed up to about 110, which is what I've been cruising at for the last couple of hours anyway. And everything's good. I'm hearing slight noises from the trailer hitch, but nothing to worry about. And I've been listening to some podcasts. Right now I'm listening to my my podcast out of Australia there called Mysterious Universe. In about an hour I'll be switching over to Bletchley Park and listening to a few of the Bletchley Park podcasts, just to catch up on those. And then after that, who knows, I'll probably be there by then. So I will report back in about another hour when I reach the city of Kingston, where I plan on stopping for a rest stop and perhaps putting in some fuel. Okay, catch you later.